Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. Last Saturday, I was out on my little patio having a morning coffee. It's a little ritual I have. I spend the winter dreaming of being able to go back out on the patio and see the flower beds in bloom and have my little morning coffee, and I get the water fountain going, and I know there are a lot of people in the world who would just dream of being able to sit out on the patio with morning coffee and have the peace of the water fountain flowing, have some tranquility in their lives. And it seems when I'm talking about my life and the things that I have going on and what I've worked so hard for, I'm always conscious of those without or those who are suffering. So anyway, I'm out on the patio and having my coffee, and all of a sudden I hear this incredible ruckus of robins. And they are making so much noise that, of course, I'm saying to myself, what is wrong? What's going on with these robins? So I walk over to the neighbor's yard where I can see, and there are about 15 robins swooping and flying and going at a crow who had taken from its nest a small robin, a baby robin. And the crow was pecking at the small robin, and that crow just took him out of the nest, took the baby bird out of the nest, and was intent on eating it. And in one moment, the crow just clutched the baby robin and flew away with it. And it just was so sad to see. I mean, I know that's nature, and nature is brutal, and that's nature. That's part of nature. Nature is wonderful and beautiful, and things grow in spring, and they're lovely, and the earth is very giving, and I'm so grateful. But when I see something like that, I just wanted to run over to that crow and say, leave the bird alone. But I didn't, because I knew that, first of all, the damage was probably done to the baby bird and it would not be salvaged no matter what I did. And second of all, that was just nature in action. And, my human impetus, that instinct to go in there and rescue the baby, I had to forego that and just let be. It was a little strange because that weekend was the weekend of seeing things hunting, and I also ran into a feral cat that was torturing a little chipmunk and batting it around, and the chipmunk was limping and bleeding and trying to get away, and the cat would go after it again and kind of mouth it and bat it some more and let it, you know, try to wobble off. And what bothered me so much about that, about these stories, is just the horror of the poor animal in this moment of death, you know, what they might experience. So moving along from those stories, then I have a dream last evening. And in the dream, there's this kind of ragged lion. And I don't know how old the lion was. It seemed somewhat aged, rather scrawny looking, and had some blood on him. And this lion was attacking this animal. And I don't remember what the animal was, but I remember having the same feeling of witnessing this, you know, bloody event and this suffering of this animal being killed by this lion, and I couldn't stop it, and I wanted to. And that dream, I didn't know where it came from, because it came about a week. It's been almost a week since these other events, but I said to myself, I was thinking, and I'm like, what was that dream about? And I no sooner asked that question, and a voice came, you know, I answered, it said, human suffering. It seems on these little recordings that I'm doing, I don't intend to talk much about human suffering, but it seems that's where I wind up a lot. I'm going to leave you with a poem from my book, Without Haiku. Be conscious that there are layers, that you have the superficial poem, the Zen moment, but often there is a suggestion of something deeper. And this piece that I'm going to read now is a good example of that. Green grass, solstice, half moon, Jupiter on the horizon still, approaching silence. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on Radio Lee.